This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. Coming up, we've got the story that Conan brought in, which is about a conflict between a lady that was driving somewhere and a cop that pulled her over. We got some of the audio from the actual pullover, as well as audio from her blog or vlog that she recorded after the fact. We're going to get into that coming up here. We were, for those of you just tuning in, talking about the Seattle piece, this new tax that's going to go into effect on businesses that have more than $20 million in annual revenue that is basically going to hit them for up to $275 per employee that they have. And it's a tremendous tax burden that is going to be put on these businesses. It's going to probably drive many of them to find new locations for their business. And there were a lot of aspects to that story. You're welcome to comment on that still if you like. I feel like we've pretty much exhausted that particular piece on our end, though. But, again, open phones, so if you want to jump in, you're always welcome to do so. Or maybe you just want to comment generally on building restrictions. You know, maybe you've encountered some ridiculous regulations where you live, and that has made it so you were just like, you know what, screw it. I was going to make my house a nicer house, make increase the value of the neighborhood, but you know what, since I've got to pay all these fines and fees and licenses and all that.
And more property tax.
Right. Why bother? Not do it. Yeah, just going to not do anything at all.
I mean, I'm sure my neighbors would like it if I were to beautify my home and do more, you know, to make this community a better place. But even if they're going to...
They'll raise your rates.
They're going to fine me for it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like working harder and if you live in states with income tax. It's like, why work extra?
Or there's like what some people do, which is upgrade the inside of their home quietly and then not actually upgrade the outside so to where it looks different, you know, looks bad on the outside. But the problem is in New Hampshire, one of the problems in New Hampshire is they will come through your home in order to assess your property value every, I believe it's 10 years in New Hampshire. And if you tell them no, then you basically can't appeal the valuation that they just arbitrarily assigned to you. That's one of the, you know, New Hampshire is the freest of all the states out there, no doubt about it. There's a lot of great things about New Hampshire. In fact, there's 101 reasons why, if you care about liberty, you ought to move here. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch that documentary. But one of the issues is if you care about privacy, you are at the mercy of the tax assessor who can just basically say, oh, yeah, it's $1 million house that you're living
in. Yeah, but that's not going to happen. I think that you could, if something like that was to happen, I think you could appeal in Concord.
But you have the legal right to appeal.
Not if you don't let them in.
Yes, you do.
You still have a legal right to appeal.
Okay.
But then it's, you know, basically incumbent upon you to prove that their estimation is incorrect.
Okay.
Well, we don't know. Maybe you have marble countertops and a golden chandelier.
I hope you're right, because I'd always heard that you can't appeal it if you don't let them in.
No, I'm pretty sure you have a
legal right to appeal.
Did you let them in?
And by the way, yes. See, here's what I did. So when I purchased my home, it was a fixer-upper.
Yep.
That was the absolute first thing I did. I didn't fix anything.
Come on in.
I didn't fix anything. In fact, I was throwing old dirty carpets in the ground and, you know, punching a couple of holes in walls that I knew that I was going to be tearing down.
Allegedly.
And then I let them take a look. And they brought the price of the house down, which is great because I'm going to be here for a while. I think it's a good investment for me. But they didn't bring it down enough for me.
So what are you going to do next time, though?
Well, here's the thing. Well, I appealed their initial price, and I took them to Concord. It took 2.5 years, but, yeah, I finally got the price down. Next 10 years, or actually probably another 6-7 years, they're not coming in my house.
All right, that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
But they will do a drive around, which is how they do all the homes in Keene, if they can't get inside. And most homes end up just being a drive around.
You think so?
They just did a citywide reassessment. Everyone's home, almost everyone in Keene went down, except me. because I was already so low compared to all of my neighbors. And I'm still lower than my neighbors, even though you know.
Mm-hmm. But when you let's talk about this appeal process a little bit, because you wound up doing a lot of research and finding here's all the houses that have sold in this area in the last however many years, and they wound up going through, this one doesn't count because it was foreclosure, this one doesn't count because it was a short sale, this doesn't count because mm-hmm. reasons, and so therefore we're not actually counting any of these other sales in factoring out market values.
And by the way, I argued that foreclosures and short sales are indeed a part of the market.
Yes, they're part of the market.
You cannot exclude foreclosures, especially when Keene in 2012, there were a lot of foreclosures on the market.
Right. You need to hire an attorney to be able to appeal that to the Superior Court, right?
Superior, but I didn't have to. I went to the Concord Assessors.
No. You have the option of you either go to the State Board of Assessors or you go to Superior Court.
Right. Was it the State Board that told you disqualified the foreclosures?
It was the Keene Assessors.
The Keene Board.
Two guys.
So what did the State Board say?
They said, we agree with you.
Oh, interesting.
Foreclosures are part of the market, and but it was just my case. So
yeah.
did I turn the tables?
You should have blogged about that. That's like,
well, maybe
that
I still will.
Newsworthy. To me. So, and Conan is one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com, so you can check him out there as well. The toll-free number, if you want to join us tonight, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Before we get into the police audio here in a moment, Conan, you wanted to talk about ICOs, the initial coin offering. I had been, I just checked coinmap.org, which is a great website that shows you where some local businesses are usually that'll take cryptocurrency in your area, because since we were talking so much about Seattle, and Seattle's supposed to be like a hip city, right? You know, like real kind of with it and young or whatever. And so I figured,
and diverse.
So I figured that, oh, there's going to be some Bitcoin accepting businesses there. Yeah, not even as many as the Keene area. So
get with it, Seattle.
Yeah. So like we're beating Seattle on just raw numbers of Bitcoin accepting businesses. And if you were to actually calculate the per capita, I mean, we'd just be blowing them out of the water entirely. So if you care about cryptocurrency, if you care about freedom, you really got to look at New Hampshire. Keene and Portsmouth are the two hot spots for crypto across all of southern New Hampshire. And it's worth learning more about when you get a chance. So again, 101reasonsfilm.com. Go and check that out. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, maybe a self-described anarchist who loves freedom, you really owe it to yourself to spend an hour of your time on that documentary and see what you've been missing here with the New Hampshire freedom migration as people from around the globe focus here. But that led you to ask a question about Silicon Valley, the television program.
Yeah, it's become my new favorite show.
Isn't it great?
I think every one of those guys reminds me of everyone I hang out here in Keene. All, a bunch of dudes suffering some sort of minor autism.
Some kind of autism.
Sort of Asperger's or whatnot.
Right.
I feel at home.
It's so funny.
But anyways, last week on their episode, and I'm not going to spoil
too much.
You're
talking about the season finale, right?
I don't know if it was... I think it... No.
Okay, so there was the episode, and again, we don't want to spoil too much, but we talked last week on Free Talk Live about the episode where they have an ICO, an initial coin offering, as they're called in the world of cryptocurrency, and the point of that is to raise money for the company that they've formed, and it's a show, for those that aren't familiar, it's an HBO comedy series by Mike Judge, brilliant. You know, the guy who created Idiocracy, the guy who created
Bobby.
Office Space, the guy who created King of the Hill, the guy who created Beavis and Butthead. I mean, everything he's done has been hilarious.
Yeah, they decided to risk it all, and instead of investing in, more employees or more building space, they decided to create this initial coin offering, and I had never heard of it before.
So they were going to go after what they call a Series B venture capital funding round.
Right.
So they had already had their initial funding round from their venture capitalists to get them where they were, and one of the characters in the show is like this really cold, calculating woman who is, she just doesn't care about anybody,
No empathy.
And she... right. And she... so they don't want to deal with her. And so one of the main cohorts of the company, the satanic or Satanist dude named Guilfoyle, proposes to his boss, hey, I've got an idea. Let's do an ICO. And you said you've never heard of that before.
No.
As somebody who knows cryptocurrency.
Initial coin offering?
Yeah.
I mean, the way I see it is it's like shares in the company, but I don't know how it works.
So there's two types from what I understand. They actually touch on it in the episode you're talking about. So this was episode 7 out of 8, the one where they do the ICO. And he doesn't. They do mention in that episode. It's very accurate the way the writing is. That in the shares that you get, or you get these tokens out of these initial coin offerings, and we can come back and talk about it more. But you invest some cryptocurrency like Ether or Bitcoin, and in return you get these shares. Or excuse me, shares isn't the right word. Tokens. Sometimes those tokens represent sort of shares in the company, but sometimes they're what they call utility tokens. We'll explain that coming up here in moments. It's Cryptocurrency Talk on Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live.
You dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, ForkFest is right around the corner. The second annual edition of this decentralized Liberty camping event in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, which is a place we've had the pleasure of going and broadcasting from various different festivals, everything from the Porcupine Freedom Festival to the Hemp Fest, the Cannabis Freedom Festival. Now this year we're back at ForkFest, which started last year. It was under a different name at the time, Somalia Fest, Shire Fest. People had different names for it, and they may indeed have different names for this one. It's just, on the radio, we're calling it ForkFest.
Yes, we are.
So some other people have also picked up that particular terminology. It's the 5 days that happened before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which on its own is a fine festival. It's very organized. There's organizers. There's a board of directors of that particular organization. ForkFest, however, there is no board of directors. There's no organizers, except for each individual who's attending the event. So, Daryl, you're organizing some athletic events.
Yes.
A beer run is one of them.
Yes, and the athletic events are listed on the officially unofficial calendar.
There is a calendar that somebody created, and
there's the officially unofficial official calendar.
That's on the, there's links to it on the forum, the ForkFest forum at the moment. There was talk about a competing calendar as well, because some people don't like Google. So we may end up having multiple calendars competing at ForkFest.
Good.
Which I think is great. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about it. It's happening June 14th through the 18th. That is coming up fast. We're 1 month away from this event. Again, there's no ticket price because there's no organization. They're not paying for, you know, they're not paying to fly in Ron Paul or John Stossel or somebody like that to speak. So you don't have to cover any of those costs. You just got to cover your campsite costs with Rogers Campground, and you're good to go for ForkFest, which again is June 14th through the 18th. Go to ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial site that will link you to the unofficial Telegram chat, the unofficial forum, and more. So once again, that's ForkFest.party. And Daryl, you and I are definitely going to this event. Conan, I don't think you said you were going to be attending because you're antisocial.
But I do need to mark it on my calendar so I don't end up showing up here that week, which I always do every single year.
Well, actually, we're not going to be there on Wednesday. So ForkFest does not actually run on a Wednesday. It's a 5-day event.
Thursday through a Monday.
And this is not to be confused with Somali Fest.
That's basically the same thing.
Hard fork of Somalia Fest.
It's more of a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival than I would say anything else, because some people were disappointed with the Porcupine Freedom Festival over some of the decisions that the board of directors of the Free State Project made, and so they wanted something
Somalia
else.
Fest was created as, you know, an alternative. When I came up with the name ForkFest, I did it as a hard fork of Somalia Fest and Shire Fest.
Sure, but those were created out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was the initial fork, if you will, that did all this. But yes, you did come up with the name ForkFest. So ForkFest.party, does that mean we should blame you for everything that happens at ForkFest?
Yeah. No, it just means just that for every Shire Fest and Somalia Fest that you had prior to January 1st of this year, you get one free ForkFest.
Well, it is free because, again, there's no ticket price.
It's like an ICO, but there's an airdrop instead of the ICO.
Well, actually, that's what happened with Pied Piper Coin, to come back around to this ICO discussion. ICO standing for initial coin offering. Some people have heard of the initial public offering when it comes to stocks.
Right.
And, of course, initial public offering. And I'm not a stock trading person, so I don't know a whole lot about it. But my understanding is it's when a private company goes public.
Yes.
They will offer their stock price at a certain amount that they decide or whatever. Somebody decides this is what our
stock
price is
worth. They come up with a number that there's all kinds of regulatory hoops and hurdles to jump through before they can even do the IPO. But the number is based, as I understand it, on the amount of the company that is being sold through the IPO, the current valuation of the company, and divided by the number of shares.
And so the ICO is sort of the cryptocurrency equivalent of that, where a group of people who have an idea, usually there's nothing
as far as a product that exists for an ICO. There are some exceptions to that, and those are usually the ones that are more reliable and less likely to be a total failure.
Right.
But basically, any group of people can cook up a scheme, some sort of, you know, great-sounding idea, and say, hey, we want to put this thing out there in the world. We want to program this software. We want to make this website. We want to do this new technology or whatever it is that they've got. There's so many different things out there for these ICOs. And so they pitch the idea, they put up a website, and they say, here's our idea, and we're doing this ICO, and we want to raise $30 million, and so here's how you can buy in. If you think this is a good idea, you can buy in. So sort of like with a Kickstarter,
It's like crowdfunding.
It is a crowdfunding platform without the centralization, right, without the centralized platform. Because normally if you go to Kickstarter or GoFundMe or what's the other one? That's another big one. But anyway, you go to these crowdfunding platforms, and they've got to approve your thing.
Right.
So you got to submit your idea to them. Then they have to approve it. If for whatever reason they get complaints or whatever, they can pull
it
down.
We have determined that this is not valid, blah, da, 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 da. Yeah. You're violating the guidelines.
Yeah. So you're completely underneath their
Somebody
control.
Somebody has marked you as being spam or scam, which,
And there are.
Well, there are also a large number of ICOs that after they wind up finishing the sale, they never wind up doing anything and they just go away.
Right. There's a bunch of scams out there, so you do have to be careful and never invest anything you can't afford to lose. I mean, this is rule number one of investing on anything, let alone these ICOs, which is usually just some website with people you've never heard of
and
pitching you an idea.
Since you used the word investment, I want to make sure that we are clear that not all ICOs are legally considered investments.
Okay, so that's what the difference we were talking about before, right, where the ICOs will offer tokens in return for you giving them cryptocurrency. The tokens, they just create out of thin air, basically, just like cryptocurrency, but there's no mining required for the existence of the tokens beyond whatever's mining the sort of the crypto that backs the tokens. And most of these tokens are on the Ethereum blockchain.
Yes.
So they are part of a cryptocurrency, but the tokens, you could just go right now and create Conan coin. There's websites that'll let you do it, or Conan token, or whatever you want to call it, and you could have a billion of them. And then if you wanted to have your Conan ICO, you could offer a certain number of these tokens in return for X amount of Bitcoin.
Right.
And then the people who buying in, they are either getting a share in the company, which would make them an investor, or they would get a utility token, which, whether you want to call that an investor or not, you're still investing in a thing that could go up or down in value.
That's why I said, legally speaking, there's security tokens. And utilities tokens. And security tokens, in accordance with various regulations passed down by Alphabet soup agencies, that is a security in accordance with the SEC.
Right.
And then you have to jump through
some kind of regulatory thing.
AML, KYC,
anti-money laundering. But if you call it a utility token rather than a share or whatever, then it's just a thing that can be used on the thing maybe that they make down the line, perhaps.
Yes.
So they're all just tokens. It just depends on the legal distinction between those tokens. And so they raise millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in many cases, or dollars worth of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And then they distribute these tokens to all those people. And then people trade the tokens on marketplaces, and the tokens in some cases go up in value, and in other cases not so much.
Speaking of scam crypto tokens, any word on the Petro?
Good question. I haven't heard anything about that one in a little bit. That's the Venezuelan thing. We'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, police on police controversy with a woman who was allegedly speeding. We've got some of the audio that Conan says is worth sharing, so we're going to do that here in a bit. But we ended up talking about the Pied Piper ICO, ICO being the initial coin offering. We explained in some level of detail what that is. In short, it's where a group, a company, or whatever pitches an idea, and then people invest or send in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ether, which is actual cryptocurrency. In return, they get these tokens that they can hold on to and hope that the tokens go up in value, or they can trade the tokens on the various different cryptocurrency markets out there. And some of these ICOs have shown promise, while many of them have been complete failures, which is what you'd expect from people starting new companies and things like that. Of course, with these, if you don't know who the people are, you don't have any recourse against them, because they might live halfway across the world, and if they take your crypto and run, and you end up with a worthless token after the fact, and their company just disappears overnight, well, sorry, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Right. Now, one thing that's funny, I forget who it was, showed me a website for something that was having an ICO, and all of the pictures, it was the same guy. He just, like, changed it. He had fairly long hair.
A wig or something like that?
No, he had fairly long hair. So in a couple of them, he, like, had the hair pulled back. Yeah. He put on a hat. He had glasses.
Is this a joke?
it was sadly not supposed to be a joke.
But what was he called? Just, do you remember?
I don't remember, but the guy just changed his appearance ever so slightly for all of the pictures. Had different. He didn't actually have a name like John Smith. Yeah. Just like some gamer tag sort of thing as the name, and here's the CTO and the CFO and this and that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what sparked this whole conversation about ICOs was the Pied Piper coin, which was until last week a fictional concept that was put out there on the television program Silicon Valley. Great show, Conan. You said this is now one of your favorite shows on television. And
favorite comedies.
Yeah, I've been watching it for a while, and it's a great show. For anybody that likes Mike Judge's work, you'll love Silicon Valley. I mean, there's just no way you couldn't enjoy it.
If you like nerds.
Yeah.
You'll fit right in. It's all about that.
But they launched this coin as part of the plot of the series toward the end of this particular season when, in my opinion, the show basically went 100% pro-crypto because the things that they have their characters say are like straight-up attacks against the government and the banking system, and this is being lauded by this program. So I love the fact that they've sort of gone in, thrown in with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, the main character, Richards, his whole masterpiece revolves around decentralization of the internet.
That's true. That's what they're pushing right now as their product and their company. But then, days after the episode aired, somebody opened up a Twitter account called Pied Piper Coin, all one word, because there's one with three words, so you want the one with all one word. And they started offering an ICO. They started offering an airdrop, as they call it. So, in this case, I guess it wasn't an ICO, because you didn't have to invest. They were just going to give away these tokens. And so all you had to do was go and fill out a form that they had created on Google, and it was created as though it was written by one of the characters from the show. So it was really, it's really well done stuff. They've got some entertaining tweets that sounds like they're related to the show, but nobody's really sure if this Pied Piper coin account is actually related to the show.
So I found the website, PiedPiper.com.
That's the show's official website, yes.
PiperNet is here. Follow us into the future. But they have, Pied Piper coin, PPC.
Yeah.
Apparently trading at $2.51.
That's only what it showed. That's all fictional. So everything that's on that site is completely fictional.
Now, ICO Alert has a blog entry about Pied Piper coin. Now, I'm not
the same
sure
one.
If
so there's a fictional
ICO
Pied Piper
thing.
Coin.
Well, they're quoting, you said Guilfoyle is one of the characters?
That's the character on the show.
So they're quoting this guy in the ICO
that's the
Alert
official
thing.
So what you're looking at, Daryl, you're somebody who doesn't watch the show, right? So you're looking
right.
at...
Right, I watch Ninja Warrior and pro wrestling.
So you're looking at a fictional website that accompanies
also
a fictional television
ICO
show.
ICO Alert is a fictional website?
I don't know what that is, but...
ICOAlert.com has a blog entry about Pied Piper coin, and they have quotes from Guilfoyle.
Yeah, Guilfoyle is a fictional character that appears on... I mean, he's hilarious. He's one of the funniest characters, I think, on the show. Probably my favorite character on the show. And they actually have clips with Guilfoyle being interviewed by a real CNBC correspondent that appear on the internet. And sometimes they'll put the CNBC correspondent on the television show. So they've really done a good job of sort of blurring the lines between reality and fiction on this program.
Right. So this blog post begins on May 6th. I traveled to Silicon Valley for an exclusive Q&A with Pied Piper, Jared Dunn, and Bertram Guilfoyle. So whoever's
the CNBC
doing
person, yeah, or whatever.
Whoever's doing this thing on ICO Alert, like they're going all in
on the
fiction.
Yeah. It's cool, man. They've done a really good job with the show
anymore.
That's true with this.
Is your concussion hurting, Daryl?
So the price you see on the top of that website, Daryl, the PiedPiper.com, that's the price that you see in the latest episode. So there's the episode 7 where they launch this Pied Piper coin. And then episode 8 is the season finale, and that's the price that you see on screen during episode 8. You're going to see it's frozen in time. It's not going to change one moment to the next. By the end of the show, it'll still be that same price. Tomorrow, it'll still be that same price.
Okay.
Then there's the real Pied Piper coin that was created by some Twitter account. That's the one that I was talking about that happened last week, toward the end of last week. Chris Reitman, your Thursday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, he gave me a heads up because I hadn't heard about this. He says, hey, are you going to get in on the airdrop? And I'm like, airdrop? Pied Piper coin? Heck yeah, sign me up. So I went over and I sent, submitted the form. It's like 5 questions. And one of them is like, do you believe in Satan or something like that? Because it was written by Guilfoyle, and it says this is only for Guilfoyle's private files. And
penned post May 13th, airdrop status, form closed, contract still deploying.
Yeah, they've done their airdrop. It's in the process or whatever, and they airdropped me 750 of the Pied Piper coin, which on the show they call it PPC, but there's already a cryptocurrency in reality called Peercoin, I think was PPC. There's one.
Okay.
If you look at CoinMarketCap, you can find what actually is PPC. And so the Pied Piper coin people, the ones that are making the real token, they changed theirs to PPI.
Yes.
And
Peercoin is PPC.
Yeah, so it's not, PPI isn't listed on CoinMarketCap, but some exchanges apparently have picked it up. And it's trading. In fact, the Pied Piper coin token, the real one, is currently trading at about 9.5 cents. So my holdings are worth $71.41.
Excellent.
And that's up, by the way, according to the tracker here that I'm looking at. In the last 24 hours, Pied Piper coin has gone up 64%. So it's doing pretty well for a fictional thing that became real based on some Twitter account that just decided to pump out. So this is what I was telling you, Conan. Somebody went over to one of these token generator things, typed in Pied Piper coin, PPI, and then however many million of these things that they generated. I don't know what the total supply is. But
the Twitter account does say not affiliated with HBO.
Oh, they are admitting that now. Okay, because initially there was some question, and that must be why they went ahead and answered that.
Yeah,
so... yeah, so there you go. Does that answer your questions about ICOs?
I knew I was in the ballpark.
Yeah,
it's kind of what I thought it was.
So the toll free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Over the last 3 days, the Pied Piper coin is up 186%, and I don't think it's been around for an entire week at this point. But if you look at the weeks, it's up 253%. So. Done pretty well so far. There's no guarantee it's going to continue going up. Of course, it's probably going to be fairly short-lived, flash-in-the-pan excitement around the show since it's now off the air for the remainder of the season's over at this point. So if you like Mike Judge's work, you'll probably really enjoy Silicon Valley. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here tonight. We'll get into the police encounter that Conan brought in to share with us. We'll get some audio from the actual pullover, I believe, and more. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room, where if I'm paying attention, I'll notice that you're in there. Unfortunately, I had scrolled down the list, and I didn't notice that Stefan was there from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Daryl. In fact, you called on Skype, which is how you got my attention. So anyway, now you're on Skype. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was being as patient as possible. I just thought you guys were on that topic.
There,
I actually called in to share my plans to make the Libertarian Party of Ohio libertarian again.
Oh, okay. Right. What's happened? I mean, have there been a bunch of like conservatives that have infiltrated the party?
It's been like that for a few years now, yeah. And my opponent for the nomination, well, my only chief opponent, Travis Irvine.
For what?
The governor.
Oh, you're still going for that? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd pulled out of the race.
I pulled out of it, but with enough encouragement from somebody in the party to continue in the process, I decided to.
So there's only two people that are running for this nomination?
Two, possibly three. It is a possibility that at the convention somebody could jump in last minute.
Okay.
Because it's actually confusing how it's going to work because we're actually not doing a formal nomination. The delegation is just going to have a straw poll, and no matter who, it doesn't matter if anybody doesn't get a majority, the committee of five ends up picking the candidate. It's really confusing. But
Wait, some
committee of five people decides.
Probably
who gets the
party's executive committee would officially do this.
So basically, it's all about politicking and glad handing those people and trying to get their approval.
Pretty much at this point.
Wow.
I'm really, really hoping that Daryl's nomination help. I mean, endorsement helps me quite a bit because this is a bit of a push. Because my concern is that they're going to nominate some diet Republican, as many state parties have been doing for a very long time now.
It's a valid concern, considering that's what happens at the national level with the right. Libertarian Party, which is an embarrassment to anybody who actually cares about liberty. And they have been basically since 2008 when they nominated Bob Barr, who's a former drug warrior from Georgia, a representative, U.S. House representative for a long time, was an ardent arch statist, and then all of a sudden expects people to believe that he's become a libertarian, who I believe, by the way, has flipped back to the Republican Party since
yes.
that time.
Yes, he has.
And I had a strange dream the other night with Wayne Allen Root in it, which was very bizarre. Wayne Allen Root was the guy who ran with Bob Barr.
That attorney,
yes.
right?
Is he an attorney?
No, he's a...
He's just like a scam artist, I think.
Yes, that's a more accurate way yeah. of saying all the things that I was going to say, but he has a talk radio show.
He's involved in a pyramid scheme, which is why I say
he's involved in a giant pyramid scheme to where they wind up selling programs on how to wind up convincing your rich friends to part with their money so that they can join the program to convince their rich friends to part with their money. Apparently, he does some kind of sports betting something in Las yeah. Vegas. And he's just an absolute slime ball, and I don't mean any disrespect to legitimate
slime balls.
Balls of slime.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Conan, I forgot.
So in this dream of yours, what was he trying to sell you something?
No.
Was it a radio dream,
it wasn't a radio dream. It was like a New Hampshire dream where it was like really cold out and something was going on with, I don't know, you know how dreams are. Like I encountered this guy and it was like he looked really handsome and he didn't look like Wayne Allen Root, who seems like kind of a fairly slobby looking dude, but I've never met the dude, so like he seemed like
he's actually fairly well dressed. He comes off like a slimy lawyer,
yeah.
and there's actually, if you've watched Better Call Saul, yeah. The one guy from Hamlin McGill, Wayne Root kind of resembles the one guy from
Hamlin.
Oh,
the boss man? The boss guy?
Yeah.
Slimy lawyer yeah. type. Yeah, so anyway, so tell us more, Stefan. How has the Ohio Libertarian Party been debased?
Well, over the past few years, our last gubernatorial nominee, before he was, you know, forcibly removed from the ballot, of course, Charlie Earle, was most certainly not what I would consider a libertarian. He did not support abolishing income tax, which, in my opinion, is a bit of a litmus test for me, honestly.
Yeah, most libertarians should be against all taxes, I mean, across the board.
Right. And worse yet, the favorite to win the nomination here, I think Daryl said he met him last Sunday, Travis Irvine, is an absolute train wreck. He was a former writer for Huffington Post who supported Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Wow. But he bought coffee for the platform committee, so therefore he should get the nomination or something. And he was introduced to the committee as... Here's the guy that is most likely going to wind up being the gubernatorial candidate in Ohio. Here's one of the people that's seeking the nomination.
I've made a lot of appeals to that because I found a lot of lists, the LPO's website, even the National LP's website. Mm. Even though I have publicly announced my candidacy on multiple occasions and have tried to get in contact with people over and over again, I am not listed anywhere.
Right, so I can tell you that the LP National, anybody that sends them info saying, I'm a candidate, they will add to that list. So if somebody from Ohio has not submitted that info, then they're not going to list somebody as a candidate.
Now, is there going to be a primary? Meaning that if there's two challengers? So.
The primary's over.
No, the Libertarian Party is not a qualified party in Ohio right now.
Okay.
They're having to collect like 60,000 signatures to get the party on the ballot.
So then it's these five people that are going to decide.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, one of which actively hates my guts and was the woman that encouraged me to drop out last year on the phone, basically begged me to drop out.
So how are you going to turn this around?
I plan to basically go to the convention because there is going to be a forum and explain to everybody how we can make the Libertarian Party, you know, easier for most people to understand. Because
make it,
I don't think
make it great again.
Essentially, I think we should be focusing more on the non-aggression principle than anything else. Because it's not even listed on the LPO's website anywhere.
The Libertarian Party's never been great. It's always been a political sideshow. It's never had any kind of traction anywhere. In New Hampshire, however, you actually do have some pretty good, well, up until recently, some pretty good leadership. I can't comment on the new leadership because they haven't really done anything yet. They just got in, you know, put into office within
the
last
2.5 weeks.
So I'm hoping that good things happen there, but the whole board basically changed out. Daryl, you were the head of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire with along with Roger Paxton.
Yes.
Who's a great friend here of Free Talk Live. And you guys were like the dream team as far as I'm concerned. You came in there. You cleaned up the party, which was an absolute mess prior to your arrival. You dramatically increased the numbers of membership involved in
and
the party.
And, you know, I don't want to say it's easy to do, but it's a lot easier when
if you answer
the people actually respond to emails.
Yeah, and the previous chairman did not bother to do anything like that. So they basically previously had run it into the ground, and you guys brought it back from the dead and turned it into something formidable that now actually has ballot access. So I'd like to invite everybody out there who is an actual principled libertarian to give up on your local or the National Libertarian Party and move to New Hampshire where you've got instant ballot access right now in 2018. Hopefully we'll hold it because we've got to get a certain number of votes in 2018.
4% for governor.
Yeah.
That's actually the talking point I plan to use more than anything else at the convention is I have the endorsement of the former chair of what is probably the most successful Libertarian Party in the country. And under his leadership, I believe, what was it, two people flipped over to the Libertarian Party?
Three. Two Republicans, one Democrat, state representatives flipped in the year 2017 over to the Libertarian Party, which means that the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire has more state representatives in office than every other Libertarian Party in the United States combined.
And we have the only House caucus
in the United States.
In the country, right. And
I thought
we're the
Alaska
only state.
Had one.
They did previously in like the 80s. Oh, yeah. They don't currently.
And the Libertarians here also had one in the 90s.
Right.
And then
New Hampshire's
the
only
died.
State where the Libertarians have had a caucus in two different time periods.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. Let us know how it goes. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And again, if you want to get involved up here, 101reasonsfilm.com, great place to go and learn more about it. Plus, liberty.menu is where you can go if you are a creator of an events, perhaps liberty-oriented events or businesses. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. You want other libertarians to know about your business or the digital content you create. You can go to liberty.menu and you can put it there on the map so other liberty-minded folks can find you and do business with you, hopefully. So it's free, by the way, so there's really no reason not to do this. Just go to liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, that's liberty.menu. As we continue here, we have a full hour to go. Hour 3 is on the way. You can join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.